Chris Brown here on BuffaloBills.com. Time for our weekly conversation with Bills head coach Doug Marrone as he and his staff get ready for the week one game, the regular season finally here against the Patriots. And Coach, first, thanks for making the time. A formidable week one opponent in the Patriots, a division rival to boot. Do you buy into the common notion that when you go against a team of that caliber, you'll know just where you stand pretty quickly as a team?
Well, I think that obviously, you know, New England's a great football team, and they've been very, very good for a long period of time now. So, you know, it's going to create a great challenge for us, and it'll be interesting, you know, how we go out there and we handle, you know, some of the adversity that you get during a game. And that's what we've talked to our team about. You know, momentum swings are big, and how we handle those type of things and trying to get the momentum back in our favor. So it's a great challenge. I think each week in this league, each team presents a different challenge for you. But obviously, with New England being a great team, not just, you know, made up of a couple of players, of a great team, you know, that's going to be a great challenge for us.
A lot of fans point to last year's Week 4 game, and I know last year's last year, but Tom Brady, it seems, is very good at identifying personnel groupings and then upping his tempo and forcing a team to stay in that personnel grouping. I'm guessing there are ways to counter that.
Well, I think, you know, obviously it's the performance on the field by the players that are out there, and you have to do a good job. I think that the one thing that they've done a great job of, and we have a lot of respect, obviously, for Tom Brady and also Josh McDaniels, who's the offensive coordinator, is, you know, they're going to attack what they think your weaknesses are. And, you know, we have to be, you know, very good at making sure that, you know, they don't really take advantage of that and try to get some matchups in our favor.
Throughout training camp, you said more than once the team still has a lot of work to do. As you step into the regular season now, obviously every team's always trying to improve, but how big is that list in terms of how much work you feel your team still has to do after all the work they put in through the offseason and training camp?
Well, you know, it goes with the philosophy that we have. You know, we're always continuing to get better. We're always continuing to work hard. And I think that, you know, as a coach, once you sit there and say, okay, now we're ready to go into the season, you know, the player, you don't want to, you know, miscommunicate to him that we're still constantly striving to get better each week.
Your roster, after final cuts initially, stood at just 50 players. And since then, you've made some additions, one out of necessity in Dan Carpenter. How much did the Dustin Hopkins injury perhaps compromise your ability to maybe address another part of the roster?
Well, I think any time that happens, it compromises your position to address, you know, maybe what you feel is a need, or sometimes just going out and trying to get the best player available. So, you know, the one good thing about it is, you know, we're able to bring in Dan Carpenter, who's a veteran player that we feel very comfortable with going out there and playing with.
EJ Manuel is a rookie, but it seems like every first that he's come across at the NFL level, he's really kind of taken in stride. What is it about him as a person or a player or both that enables him to handle these new experiences, you know, without panicking, without really being rattled in any way, shape, or form? He seems to handle everything without a second thought.
Well, at first I'd like to, you know, and it's not a joke, but really thank his parents for that. You know, they've obviously done a great job in raising him. And I think it's, you know, it goes back to, you know, the expectations of himself at that position. You know, he has high expectations for himself, as well as I and the coaches and the rest of his teammates for him. And I think it's the accountability, you know, and he feels that, you know, he has to go out there and be accountable, you know, obviously to himself, but more importantly to his teammates.
One thing just that we noticed standing on the sidelines is you make a point to kind of have some one-on-one conversations, albeit brief sometimes, during stretch sessions. You've mentioned how you've had one-on-one conversations with certain players on your roster. You know, when you're doing that, my question is, do you plan ahead for that? Are some of those things just off the cuff? Or, you know, is there some calculation to that that you have to have as a head coach?
Well, sometimes I'll think that, you know, maybe I need to pull a player in and talk to him. And obviously that'll take more time. You may be able to do it in your office. Sometimes, you know, you may want to say something to a player, but you don't want to say it in a team setting only because of time, you know, when you're putting in game plans and things like that. And then sometimes you want to give him a little bit reminders, or sometimes you want to make sure that he's ready to go for this, you know, day of practice or whatever it may be. So a lot of times when you see people going up and down that stretch line, you know, there's a lot of different things going on. and sometimes it may be just trying to get a play to relax, where you might even tell them a joke, which I'm really not that good at.
you have three captains now that were picked this week, and Fred Jackson, Eric Wood, and Kyle Williams. How often do you talk to them? Is it important for you as a head coach to kind of have them provide you with a feel for how the team feels about certain things, whether it's, you know, a phase of the game or how they feel going into the game? How much do they help you in terms of getting a feel or a vibe for what's going on in the locker room, which is really kind of their domain?
Well, again, I think it's the team's domain as well as us with, you know, the coaches being involved in it. But, you know, really it's important. I think it's more than just a patch on your shoulder. It's more than just a thank you for your peers, you know, to vote you that. You know, there's a tremendous amount of accountability that comes with that. And a lot of times when you're in a position of leadership, whether you're the captain or you're the head coach or you're the coordinator, you know, the sense of affiliation has to be a little bit lower, you know, than a normal day of life, meaning that you're going to have to make some tough decisions that, you know, is beneficial for the team and not, you know, an individual or a group of players. And I think that, you know, the guys that we have, I'm excited about, you know, we'll meet once a week, and really we're accountable to each other. They're going to ask me, you know, to do some things, and I'll evaluate it and see if that's the direction that we want to go. But make no mistake about it, there'll be some things that I ask them to do as captains, which they'll be accountable for. So I'm very excited about the three captains that we have. Those players have worked extremely hard. And again, you know, the one thing about being a captain is when they look at the 2013 team, you know, usually it's the head coach, his name is out there, and usually it's the three captains that are out there. So, you know, our names, whether we like it or not, are stamped on this 2013 team.
Well, Coach, I'm sure it'll be a charged atmosphere out there on Sunday. Best of luck getting a victory here in week one.
Great. Thank you, Chris.